You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, it's that time of the show again where we turn our eyes. Well, we're a radio station, so we turn our ears. We turn our ears to the United States, and I bring my mate Bruce back on. Bruce, how are you?
I'm fine, Simon. It's so good to hear your voice. G'day from the USA, as I say.
G'day. Well, look, it just keeps going in America. So we've got another assassination attempt on Trump. They really seem to be wanting to take him out, and it doesn't appear many others. By the way, we don't want anyone taken out. But a second attempt on Trump. Talk our listeners through what's happened.
Of course not. Nobody wants anybody hurt. Yes, this was on Sunday. Trump was taking a day off. He went golfing at his own golf club, Trump International. It's in Florida, in the middle of the state. And he was just relaxing, playing golf, coming around the fifth green, and moving on to the sixth. That's when the manure hit the windmill. Apparently, the Secret Service, an eagle-eyed Secret Service agent who had moved, a team had moved a hole ahead of them just to make sure things were clear. And he spotted a rifle barrel sticking through the chain link fence and shot at it and hit it or scared the bejesus out of the guy who was holding it. The guy dropped the gun, took off, ran away. He ran out of the woods. It's a wooded area. It's not woods. Got into a black Nissan. Now, from there, it gets great. A female witness happened to look up, heard the shooting from the Secret Service, heard the gunshots, looked up, saw the guy coming out of the copse of trees, getting in the car, had the wherewithal to take a photograph of the guy, take a photograph of the car, and most importantly, the license plate. She gave it to the FBI, who in minutes had the license plate, the description of the car. And in Florida, on Route 95, which is a major highway, I didn't know this, but they have license plate identification numbers, so they can spot all the license plates on the highway. And they entered the number, boom, they had a hit, bingo. They had him in minutes, or they had him within a half hour or so. And so he is alive and well, and since he didn't shoot anybody, he can't be tried or held for assassination attempt. But DeSantis in Florida, and Florida is, it was an unregistered gun. He has a rap sheet as long as your arm. He had no business having a gun. The serial number had been scratched off intentionally. He had ceramic plates. I don't know exactly what those are. I guess there's some sort of
like a bulletproof protection.
Yeah, like exactly a bulletproof thing. And apparently, also, he had been there for, or at least his cell phone. And if his cell phone was there, there's a good chance he was, had been there for 12 hours laying in wait. And the question is, how did he know that Trump was going to play golf on that day? You know, who told him? You know, why did he do that? It presents a whole lot of different questions. Is there a mole in the Secret Service? Kind of, you know, fool me once, my fault. Fool me twice. Now, wait a minute. Something's going on.
This is the extraordinary thing. I mean, this is the second attempt. I mean, as you say, no shots were fired by the assailant, so it's not strictly an assassination. But, I mean, this is twice now. I mean, look, especially from the political side, is this helping Trump? I mean, in some ways, it helps his narrative that they're trying to get rid of me. Literally, they're trying to get rid of me and no one else.
Isn't that funny? Because no, it's not helping him, because the legacy media, who is the Praetorian Guard, as we talked about, the Fourth Estate, are in bed with the left party, the Democrats, and they have come out just instantly within, you know, the major NBC. I'm sure you guys have heard of NBC, CBS, ABC. I go, based on Trump's rhetoric, he has fired up the stuff, and it's his own darn fault. You go, what?
That's extraordinary. That's what they call gaslighting. I mean, they're basically blaming him as the victim. It's your fault.
Sunday is football day in America, as you know. The NFL owns the day of the week.
I thought it was meant to be church day, Bruce. I thought it was meant to be church day.
No, it's football. I go to my church. I do my and I go to God and I ask God to bless my team. but all day long, it's football, and with this assassination attempt, none of the legacy media broke away from the football games. And you bet that if Kamala had been an attempt at Kamala or Obama or Clinton, oh my God, they would have broken away immediately. The other is the coverage. He gets the coverage of any ex-president. I'm like, what? Jimmy Carter is a 100-year-old man about to celebrate his birthday. He gets the same coverage as Trump? Please.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? I mean, he's a former president. He's very active. And look, it's not even being partisan. At the end of the day, he could well be the next president. That in itself means there should be better and more security. I mean, are people happy with the Secret Service's response this time as opposed to, God, I've forgotten where the first shooting was, but they happy with the Secret Service?
In Butler, Pennsylvania. No. In those who are in the know, I guess, there's going to be a big rile-up because the FBI has not been playing well with others either. Jailing your political opponents and setting people up. It's just the partisanship and the DEI, both the FBI and the Secret Service both need to be reimagined. The Secret Service needs to go back to Treasury, which is a Department of the President. They put it all under Homeland Security, and so it's layered bureaucracy. It's government by unelected bureaucrats, and that's just got to stop.
More drama. So I mean, what's happening on the other side? So obviously, Trump's been shot at. Well, sorry, actually, not quite accurate. Almost another incident, but what's happening for Kamala?
Kamala Harris has she is terrified of the press. Just will not give a an interview. Won't talk. She is so she's a puppet. When she does give an answer, they're lines from her speeches. I was raised as a middle American kid, a middle class kid, and things. She allowed a puff piece interview in Philadelphia just before the debate or after the debate, and it was just so simple. And she didn't answer any questions. Went into a word salad. Question after question. I came up with just, I don't know if I told you this, but she's like a cloud where you can see her. There has form, but if you try to touch her, blows with the wind any direction you want to go, and there's nothing there. Think people are seeing it.
I hope so, and that's not me being, again, partisan, but we had this here in New Zealand with Jacinda Ardern, who was then became our prime minister, was actually a master at the word salad. What I would often say would speak a lot but say nothing. No policies, no nothing. Came on very late in the day and then effectively won or became prime minister. And it's, I don't know, Bruce, it's a worry at times of how people can just be taken in without the substance being there. So be warned, could happen in the United States.
I've done a lot. I've done research in the past week because of your former prime minister, and I've learned a lot about her. And Yes. You could call her your accidency. It's an old, who was it? Benjamin Franklin told John Adams that, your accidency. And Kamala was good. I mean, just by happenstance and Peter principle, she keeps getting promoted into her own level of incompetence, and now it's laid bare. I don't think America is going to say yes on this.
Well, speaking of that, because one thing I've noticed to the media, well, first the observation, then final question is. The observation is the media are now sort of turning to her as almost a de facto president. I noticed after the latest, attempted assassination, if that's what I want to call it, of Trump, that she's the first person to give comment rather than Biden. But the elections are November, but you were telling me before we came on air that people can start, some places are starting to vote almost now.
Yes, absolutely. Pennsylvania is now early voting, and Virginia kicks in. Several of the states start their early voting, and then a lot of them then go at the first of October. The right is saying, absolutely, vote early, vote, get your vote in. So there's no question at the end, no funny business. They can't do anything weird with your vote if you vote on the same day, because, those voting machines, they're under question. And who's got handle and so, yeah, people are starting to vote, and, the world is still changing. It's 50 days. I think it's 50 days today. And you've got volcanoes happening, earthquakes happening, political strife, things, the October surprise, apparently, they always threaten.
Just a couple of days ago, the international news, the pages of Hezbollah all of a sudden blow up across the country. It's like, good Lord, we're in a mad world, my friend.
Well, they all blew up in Lebanon, so what are you going to do?
Bruce, I am so grateful that you've been on, and again, talking us through from your perspective what's happening. I sort of always look forward to chatting to you in and of itself, but I also know that it's one of my easiest interviews every week because there's no shortage of drama in the United States.
Oh, nothing ever happens here. It's just, I was thinking, what am I going to tell Simon on Saturday? And sure enough, God provides.
Hey, Bruce, you have a wonderful rest of your evening there in Maryland, and thanks for coming back on the show.
It's my pleasure. We'll talk next week. Bye-bye, Simon.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.